Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is the first time we've all been together in
Woo!
So long.
Woo!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's the best day.
Best day of the year.
I mean.
Stop it. It's still the best day.
No, I completely agree. We're going to have the most fun that four people that are not in quarantine can have.
Damn right.
And Chris has already started with the accent?
Yeah. It's gonna be coming out earlier this morning.
Are you going to do your entire This Day in History?
Maybe I should try.
I think you should.
Okay.
All right. We have a Irish accent off. Shut up, Stacey Moody.
God.
All right. Well, look how far we made it into this St. Patrick's Day. No, but we know, BuzzFam. I mean, I've been getting messages from y'all that, like, are losing your jobs just because of this stupid thing. Or, you know, you're in quarantine and you can't work for the next 10, 12, 14 days at least. So I know we were serious about everything yesterday. But, like, now we're a place for you to go to kind of listen and kind of forget about what the hell is going on outside. Because we've been outside.
Yeah.
Some kind of.
We've touched the air.
We got
maybe bad or good. I'm not really sure.
The air. I don't know. I mean, my windows open at my house just to like air it out.
All in
or out? No.
Fair.
No.
Yeah.
Oh God.
What is Jordan?
The whole show, Chris.
The whole show.
The whole show.
The whole show.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
St. Patrick's Day is. I always feel a little fake. Because I am like 100% not Irish at all.
Not even a wee bit?
Not even a wee bit. 50% French, 50% Spanish. So, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, there you are.
We're going drinking.
Cinco de Mayo, we lie, but you're solid.
And I'll rep you
okay.
for that.
That's fine.
But can any of you guys rep me for this?
Because oh, I got you.
How much percent Irish are you?
I would like to say 50, but I really don't know. You know, one of those very, very Irish last names was my mom's maiden name, so...
What was it?
Mick Culla.
Oh, that's very Irish. You might as well be an O'Connell.
Right, thank you.
Chris?
I don't think I've got any Irish in me.
Stacey?
I want to punch him.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. Digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
We've got Professor Minders over there. You can do this whole thing in a damn accent.
No, I'm going to switch off the accent for now.
Okay, thank you.
So we can do this in our normal speaking voice.
And understand
yes.
what you're trying to say.
Try to at least.
Already kind of hard. Let's go! What happened on this day in 2008?
New York Governor Eliot Spitzer resigns after a prostitute scandal. Here's him apologizing.
In the past few days, I've begun to atone for my private failings. The remorse I feel will always be with me. I am deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me. To every New Yorker, I sincerely apologize.
Did he use his own money for the prostitutes?
I believe he did, and that's why all charges were dropped and he just had to resign.
Listen, if it's your money,
I have no problem with that, right?
Right. If it's right. your money, if you're not stealing like campaign funds or whatever, you want to buy some prostitutes.
I feel like it's still frowned upon. I feel
of
like
course it's
as
frowned
a public
upon.
Figure, you should probably refrain.
You
from...
can't get your rocks off as a public figure. Didn't Jerry Springer get in a lot of trouble because he wrote a check to a prostitute? I thought that's like how he went from a top political person to like.
Jerry, maybe Jerry. Something like that. He's a disgraced politician,
mm-hmm.
of course, nowadays. On this day in 2001, 7 bootleg Pearl Jam albums make their way on the Billboard album charts. They break the record for the most number of bootlegs on the charts at one time.
That breaks the number, breaks the record for the number of times the word bootleg is in a sentence or two.
On this day in 1999, medical experts conclude that cannabis has medical benefits to help those with cancer and AIDS.
What are you clapping for? We still haven't, as a nation, really
some
figured
have.
That out.
It's a slow process.
1999.
Damn you.
Well, on this day in 1990, Hozier is born. Hozier.
Oh, Hozier.
In Ireland.
Yeah.
He just does songs, take me to church.
Oh, man. It's not like he's a buzz artist or anything.
No.
Not one that we play a lot.
No.
I'm going to go back to the Irish. No, try. On this day in 1987, we talked about this earlier, the city of Columbus, Georgia, passed an anti-lewdness law prohibiting nudity at any show with minors after a Beastie Boys show gets a little wild.
Did you see what happened at that Beastie Boys show? They used a giant inflatable
penis while they played the song Fight for Your Right, and they made sexual innuendos with it, and people were like, this is the ghost.
Sexual innuendos?
At a Beastie Boys concert?
LL Cool J, Bobby Brown, and Gene Simmons were also arrested in the 80s for violating this law. Gene Simmons pulled his pants down on stage.
Like, wiener flopping?
I don't know. It just says Gene Simmons pulled his pants down.
Huh.
Why you gotta do that?
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? You're up there to play music, not pull your pants down. It's not a strip show.
You're up there to be a politician, not buy prostitutes.
No, that's in his off time. You can do what you want to do in your off time.
He's not buying prostitutes during a city, the, you know, state
council
of the city.
Meeting.
Or, yeah.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, if he's using his own money, let him use his own money. Anyway, whatever. I'm not releasing my tax returns either. Nope.
God.
On this day in 1978, U2 win a talent competition and a chance to record a demo for CBS Records. He was one of their very first introductions on the television.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say about these august men, these titans among rock and rollers? Dave McCulloch's, Jude Carr's, mine and yours, the band for the future, the 80s or 90s, who knows, U2.
The 80s, the 90s.
Whatever.
The 00s, the 10s, the 20s, the band that will not go away. You know, it's weird to think of them as young, ever. It's like they were always older.
Yeah. Bono was always 60 years old.
That's crazy.
Mm. The day that music died.
That was a very different day, Stace.
On this day in 1969, Golda Meir becomes the first female prime minister of Israel. Here's her talking.
We, the people of Israel, are prepared and anxious to meet the representatives of our neighbors without any preconditions in a free and thorough discussion in order to come and reach a peace agreement.
Right. Why is that on this day in history? It doesn't matter. Well, if Chris said it right, Golda Meir. Golda Meir. That's how you say it. Golda Meir.
I thought it was Meir.
No, it's Golda Meir. Becomes the first female... Just that name, Gold in My Ear. What a beautiful...
Are you saying Gold in My Ear?
Mm-hmm.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, see that thing right there? That little box that the same thing that we're all looking at is on?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Gold in My Ear.
On this day in 1967,
Billy Corgan is born near Chicago.
Near Chicago.
Yes, suburb of. And on this day in local history in 1917... The first bowling tournament for ladies began in St. Louis with almost 100 women participating.
It was originally called the Women's National Bowling Association, but changed its name
to
Women's International Bowling Congress because...
The WNBA?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It was originally the very first WNBA and then...
They should have kept it and made the basketball players change their name. On this day in 1905, Albert Einstein finished detailing his theory of light papers.
And that's where we're just going to leave that one.
You don't want to go into physics and quantum mechanics?
Mm-mm. Pass. All right.
I just want the Buzz family informed correctly, so let's just move on.
On this day in 1901, Vincent van Gogh paintings caused a sensation at an art show in Paris 11 years after he died.
You guys want to do an impression of the sensation? Ah! Wow. Wow.
Bunch of girls screaming like it's the Beatles for Vincent van Gogh paintings.
Vincent van Gogh! Like, that's what I'm picturing in my head. Nobody else? What do you picture?
No. Oh, look at that Vincent van Gogh painting.
God damn it.
Vincent van no.
On this day in 1845, the rubber band is patented.
By a dude named Stephen Perry.
Stephen Perry patented the rubber band.
He did.
Good for him.
Also, that's the same name as a dude from Journey. I'm just going to pretend that it was him.
On this day, accomplished so much.
On this day in 1845, the dude from Journey patented the rubber band. Okay, Chris, we've got a real holiday today, but we also have some unofficial ones. Will you tell us what's going on?
It is National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. This is eaten on St. Patrick's Day, but most people in Ireland don't consider it a native meal.
You guys like corned beef?
No, I was asked to come over for a dinner one time, and I politely said yes. And when I got there, I was told it was corned beef and cabbage. Gross!
Gotta ask first.
I had to struggle through that.
Is that the kind of meal that when you eat it, the more you eat, somehow there's more in the bowl?
Yeah.
And you're like, where's this tube that's feeding this? I don't understand.
It's also Submarine Day. The Irish-born engineer John Philip Holland demonstrated his submarine design to the U.S. Navy.
Do you think you guys could do that, be in a submarine?
How long do I have to be in the submarine for?
A day.
I could do a day.
I could do a day.
You think so?
Yeah, anything longer than that, I'd probably go a little crazy.
I'm going crazy right now. We are out in the open.
It's also St. Patrick's Day, the day that we pay patronage to the patron saints of Ireland.
Day where we just get drunk, Chris.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point where if I don't get a Guinness, I'm gonna go crazy.
Open up the beers.
The what?
Cracker open.
We doing this?
Yes. Oh, God.
Woo! I'm ready to drink at 6:30 in the morning.
In the morning.
Good Lord.
Oh, gross. My God. Will somebody come here and just... This is what happens.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz.
Y'all. Do what you were going to do, but wait for me to say something after. I know we're on the radio right now. I know we're live.
I want a beer.
Okay.
Okay.
Open that beer up for me.
Now, can you please explain to the Buzz family that you're not an alcoholic, recovering alcoholic?
Correct. I just chose not to drink because I just choose not to because I don't like it.
Right.
And you decided to jump back in full force with Guinness because that's the beer of the people.
There's certain occasions that I'll be like, okay, I'll have a drink. Like at the Saturday picnic. Mm-hmm. I decided to have a little drink. I enjoyed it. And so I like to responsibly drink occasionally. And so I said, Dustin, can I have a beer?
Because Dustin... brought in Guinness.
The greatest beer ever.
He's wearing a Guinness jersey.
Yes.
You are a little Irish man.
I normally drink Michelob Ultra.
Normally.
You want to diet?
Stace, I know. We're like not allowed to drink this. But today is a holiday, so screw it.
Yeah.
And everyone's quarantined. Do you want to try some?
I do.
Okay.
Have you ever had it, Stace?
Yeah, wait, I've do you have it. Coronavirus?
Yeah. I do, but it's fine.
Okay. Here comes Stace. Hold on. All right, now Stacey's had a sip.
Oh, my God, I miss beer.
What?
Oh, my God,
I miss
it.
Is it that good? Ugh. Okay.
Chris?
No, I do not miss beer.
This is like when you get high with someone.
Oh, my God.
P.S., that would be me.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Well, I lost my beer to Stacey Moody.
Ugh, gross. How do people do this every day?
It's so good. Hold on.
God. So good. Look at this.
What? You enjoy this?
Oh, that's a good beer.
What?
La, 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 la.
Are you kidding me? Give me a Coke, please.
It's too early for that.
He celebrates Horde.
All right. So just so, Buzz family, we're all on the same page. Mm. What just happened on the radio is it is 6:41 in the morning. And we're all drinking beer. Whoa, Chris?
If I finish this, I may throw up.
Here, that's my goal. I got you.
No, I'm going to do it.
His eyes are red and glossy already. So lucky. I mean, Guinness is a good beer.
Oh, Honestly, I've had, what, like four gulps, and I'm feeling it.
Have the rest of that, buddy.
Oh, God. Me and Chris are going to be throwing up and pass out by 7.
Jordan, we got this.
Okay, yeah. We can hold this. Now say Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, isn't it now?
What's going on?
I'm actually doing pretty good. I'm getting ready to make some breakfast and, you know, hit the drive.
So you still have a job at this moment?
At this moment. I tell you what, I might get fired today, but I'll be fired on a full stomach, so it's all good, right?
There you go. Are you having green eggs and ham?
No, I'm actually just having eggs and chicken, so.
Oh, you have chicken? Lucky. Don't tell people that. That's like out at all the stores.
Is this Will?
No, this is Kelso.
Oh, you sound like Will.
Did you sleep with Will, Stacey?
Of course I did.
Have a good one. Call us anytime.
Awesome, thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
All right, let's hear Chris give us some news after he's had an entire bottle of Guinness. Mm.
I don't know why you'd want to do this, but you can still run during the social distancing.
Because all the gyms are closed.
Yeah, but running.
Yeah, but still, there's no exercising. The gym in my building got closed. I'm sure everybody's in the same position where they're like, I have no idea how I'm going to exercise.
If health is that important to you and you must go running, stay 6 feet away from other people. Don't touch anything and avoid all of the people at all costs.
That just sounds like a good general rule every day.
Truth. Something that we do not follow close enough.
No.
All right, cool. So running is still okay.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't touch or talk to anybody or anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
An Austrian pilot used his airplane to fly in the air and spell a message for his people. He shared his flight plan on Twitter, which told people to stay home. Mm-hmm. Thanks, buddy.
I'm over how preachy everybody is. I get it. You are a good person, and you decided to stay home.
And but he didn't.
You are contained. You're right. You're right! Oh, my God, you're right! F that guy! That's right. People don't practice what they preach.
Assholes out here flying planes.
Telling people to stay home, but he wasn't even at home when he did that. Yes. Mm-mm. I am so sick. Please.
Damn
people that forward that stupid, like, everybody stay home. Everybody, you need to be careful and blah, blah, blah. We get it. Duh. Yeah, everybody gets it. Shut up. Use your social media to post hot selfies or something. Other than that, please, God.
Entertain me at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, Wayside Waifs has announced their temporary closure of the animal shelter. Started yesterday at 5 p.m.
Oh, my God. Where do the animals go?
They're suspending pet adoption, volunteer services, pet food pantry, and education, tours, and classes.
So even the dogs and cats aren't learning.
Correct. Your pet cremations and emergency pet surrenders are available by appointment only.
Aww. Well, that took a turn.
Pet surrenders. Just bring them to me. I'll take care of all of them.
No. All right. Next.
In Kansas City, restaurants, bars, clubs, and movie theaters will be closing for 15 days beginning today. Delivery, pickup, and drive-thru services will still be allowed, and they will evaluate on April 1st to determine the future actionable courses.
Yes, somebody put together a website. One of our friends put together a website called curbsidekc.com, and it is a list of the most up-to-date carry-out, pickup, or delivery services with KC restaurants here in town. Aww. So Curbside KC. It's from our buddies that did the Open Belly thing. So, yeah, they're taking care of us. Curbside KC is where you can find all that.
Yeah, and also announced most of the Kansas City area will ban gatherings of more than 10 people. So, like, movie theaters and restaurants will no longer be able to provide services in-house. And we'll evaluate that in the future to see when we can open those.
You know what?
What?
That doesn't count when it comes to as many people come to my spoken word poetry smashes.
So that's still on?
Yeah, it's still on because I can't even get 10 people to show up for that.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Okay, so I have a Mad Lib about the history of St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, I filled this out last night and I'm pretty sure it's spot on.
At least 90% accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's a Mad Lib, and, you know, this is how we do it. But, you know, we like to give the full explanation of things here on the show, and that means that we need to tell you the history of St. Patrick's Day. So, here it is. St. Patrick was born and raised at the Hunan Seafood Market in Wuhan, China.
Good start.
Until he was kidnapped by his creepy uncle at the age of 16. St. Patrick was credited with driving all of the coronavirus out of our fat fannies and being the first person to bring really good-looking women with red hair to Ireland. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in America as many people are hella racist. To celebrate, there are potheads in almost every single major U.S. pothole. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but, you know, I'm not Irish, so I don't get it. The city of Chicago dyes its intimate hair green every year.
Intimate hair.
Am I led to believe that that's pubic hair?
Sports teams tend to wear nothing while they play. And a lot of crackheads are cracked out on green crack by 11 a.m.
Yikes.
Kind of sounds like us. A traditional St. Patrick's Day dinner consists of little children's hands paired with little children's feet.
Ooh, tasty.
Also consumed on the day are Jameson Irish Gasoline and Guinness. How can someone drink more than one of these beers? Don't forget for this St. Patrick's Day to social distance someone right in the bagpipes because they're Irish. It is considered lucky to find a dead body on St. Patrick's Day. Going to be Stacey, and to search for your grandmother, who you will find at the end of a rainbow at the penny slots at Harrah's with a pot of cigarettes and a pedo-like leprechaun.
As a as someone who claims to be Irish, I'd say you got about 98% right. I'd say you're right on the money there. That is the history of St. Patrick's Day.
I cannot believe that St. Patrick was born and raised in the Hunan Seafood Market in Wuhan, China.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
All right, this is Jordan Silver and Friends, and we are live from the 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade. We are practicing social distancing, so we know that we can't be any closer than 6 feet from each other. How's everybody feeling?
Good.
It was hard to get over here, staying 6 feet apart from each other.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had to walk, so.
You walked, but I drove, and, like, nobody's out on the roads right now, so I got to the parade super fast. So we know that you, Buzz family, cannot be here for this parade that we're making up in our heads, by the way, just so you know, we're not really at the parade. We're doing this for you. So we know you can't be here, so we're going to be the color commentators and tell you what we see with this parade that is going to be happening for only 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's a short one this year.
It's a very short one, but, you know,
we had to condense it.
Yeah.
You know, because of everything that's happening. We had to condense it, only allowed a certain amount of floats, only so many people on each float. I mean, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah, these are big floats now because everybody's got to be 6 feet apart.
Yep.
Very big floats. But we are going to describe them for you because this sucks. There's no St. Patrick's Day parade, guys. We're so sorry. Everything got canceled, but not in our heads. And we will describe the 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day parade in our heads coming up right after this.
That's Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
All right, welcome, Buzz family, to the 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade. Now, the parade in real life is totally canceled, but not the parade in our heads, because we got to get real creative for this social distancing and quarantining and all that stuff. So, we are describing the parade that we see in our heads for you. I am Jordan Silver, joined by Stacey Moody, Chris Minders, and the lovely Dust in the Wind, and we are going to be your color commentary for this parade. Just close your eyes, drink your beer, and listen to us describe what we're seeing in the parade. All right, Stacey, you are in the very front, so tell us what you see. What's the first float that you see coming down in the 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade?
All right, guys. So, very excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, well, you're part of the team, and you don't have coronavirus. That's why you're here. I love you.
That's fair. That's fair. So, starting the parade is our very own Patrick Mahomes. He's leading the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
But he's in one of those enclosed cars, you know, that the Pope drives.
Oh, yeah.
Pope rides in. Mm. Yep. We gotta protect him.
Yes.
Keep him safe.
Keep him safe from all those, you know, airborne toxics.
airborne toxic offenses.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Keep Patrick Mahomes safe. I'm just surprised that he's here.
I am too, really. And he looks happy. He's waving.
What percent Irish do you think Patrick Mahomes is?
1,000.
All right, Chris, you are next in line to describe what is going on in this St. Patrick's Day parade in our head because the real one got canceled.
Right behind Mahomes, we have a group. I'm seeing a group of stormtroopers. They're wearing kilts. It doesn't look like they're handing out any candy, but each of them have a spray of Lysol that they're giving squirts to people.
Oh,
so that's nice.
That is valuable these
yes.
days thanks to that CV thing that we're not talking about right now, which is what canceled our first parade. Thank you to those stormtroopers. Dust in the wind.
Yeah, I went and grabbed a beer, so I actually went into one of the bars. There's a lot of 40-year-old women, a lot of Karen haircuts. They're singing karaoke. They're living it up right now. I mean, even in a time of crisis, they're at least 6 feet apart, so they're following social distancing coordination. So,
what song are they singing over there in the bar?
Oh, it's Sweet Caroline. You know, they wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Karen is the only person that's not afraid of getting the coronavirus. All right, I am here at the end, and I'm seeing... Well, that looks like the Shamrock Dancers. Yep, the Shamrock Dancers. They are the group representing Shamrock Self-Storage at 2741 Merriam Lane in Kansas City. Yes, they're dancing with locks. It's weird. So let's move over to Stacey Moody. What do you see at the 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade that was canceled? So we're describing one in our heads.
Well, a little less dancing, more punching. So somebody... right next to me just pinched another person for not wearing enough green, right? And now there is an all-out brawl. About 20 people have on the float are just punching the lights out of each other.
How tall are the people on this float?
Normal size.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I didn't know if it was a little people float.
Oh, God, I wish.
Okay. All right, now, moving over to Chris Miners. What do you see on this St. Patrick's Day parade?
Yes, behind that we have a... I'm not sure if this is a... public service announcement float, but it looks like it's the Corona beer float.
Oh no. Oh,
and the
no.
side says
no,
it's not our fault.
Yes, Corona is a sponsor of this 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day parade in our heads. Thank you so much, Chris, for being the one that had to deal with that.
Yeah.
Stay 6 feet to 27,000 feet away from that yes. float, please. All right, Dustin, what do you see over there in where you're seeing?
Our friend from the Chiefs parade that climbed the tree, the infamous butt-hanging-out man.
Butt-hanging-out man,
he
yes.
He has made a return, but luckily this time he is wearing green underwear.
Oh.
He's specifically covered up for this event.
Is he falling out of a tree?
Not
like,
yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but it does look like he's had quite a bit to drink, and he is on his way down.
Okay, so I can kind of see this a little bit. It's a flatbed truck with a tree just on top of it.
Yes, yes. He brought his own tree this time.
Thank God. Thank God. All right, over here, what I am seeing is the Kansas City 2020 St. Patrick's Day Parade in our heads. It looks like the bartenders at Kelly's Westport Inn. All right, so it's the bartenders from Kelly's Westport Inn. And since it's 7:30, they do not want to be here at all, and they are giving us all the finger, so let's move on. 7:30 is very early in the morning for bartenders. Stacey Moody, what do you see at this parade?
I'm pretty sure, at least I'm hoping, that the float coming down right now that I see is possibly Cirilla's. Because all I can see, again, from my vantage point here, is a lot of ladies not wearing tops, but just paste shamrock pasties covering their nips.
Oh, I am
Stacey, what location are you
yes,
at?
Yes, exactly. I am sad that I drew the biggest straw and did not get the first part in line.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Don't worry. It'll come to you. It'll come to you.
Cannot wait for that one. Can you, Dustin? Let me know.
No, not a
All
bit.
Right, text me. Chris, what do you see on your part of the route?
Coming down the parade route, we have a group of children in green suits. A few of them seem to be coughing.
No.
And they're handing out drinking straws for people.
Are they coughing on the straws?
I mean, they're children, so they don't have much choice.
That's right. Yeah, they just cough on everything. Oh, man. Well, I'm really good. That's like the third thing that's been bad over by where Chris is. Really glad we didn't grab that straw.
My location has a lot of drinking going on, Chris. I feel like you should come to my side. We've got the green beer float. They're handing Ooh. Out green beer to everyone. It looks like their driver already enjoyed a few drinks. Their float is swerving slightly, but not to be concerned. It is going about 5 miles an hour.
It is
so
St. Patrick's Day,
it
yes.
will not. It will not affect us.
All right. I am over here towards the end of the parade, a little part of the route, and I see that is, it looks like Dolores O'Riordan, who is the lead singer of the Cranberries. She looks bad, guys. She looks bad. Look away. Look away. Safety tickets. Safety tickets.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. All right. All right. So, you guys play drinking games?
Yes, of course.
Well, that's good, because that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
That's our girl.
This guy... this guy's walking down the street. He just walked by. He told me that St. Patrick was not even Irish, and that the original color of celebration was not green, but it was in fact blue. And I said, why are you trying to rain on my parade?
I don't know what's worse, the fact that I just saw a three-year-old corpse or that joke, but let's move over to Chris, who seems to be seeing the worst of it. I can't wait for Dolores O'Riordan to get to you.
Well, I've got a Ford F-150 coming up, and in the back...
Oh, God, no! Oh, sorry, sorry. Excuse me. I don't know. Sorry. Excuse me.
I think I do see Andy Reid. He is banging a drum that's not in beat with the song.
Well.
And he's chugging a beer.
Good for him. So, he deserves that beer.
Yes, he does.
You know what? And I don't care if that drum's off beat. They won the SB. Very proud. What are you seeing over there? Have the nips ladies?
They have not. Right now, I have an entire float shaped like a baked potato. I don't know where Stacy is getting these topless women at. Currently, what I have is everyone aboard dressed like a topping for a baked potato.
Oh, that sounds good.
I had a dad behind me. You can tell it's a dad because he quoted, "A lot of spud floats this year, but this one might take the potato cake."
Oh,
even in these hard times, we still have dad jokes coming in.
All right. I've got all the Irish kids that you went to school with. That is what their banner says. We've got Ryan O'Connor, Ryan O'Shea, Ryan O'Doyle, Ryan O'Reilly, Ryan O'Neill, Ryan O'Brien, and Kelly Sullivan representing over here on the parade. Stacey, what are you seeing over there?
Oh, you guys, the beer is flowing.
Ooh.
Everybody's enjoying themselves. A very, very, very hammered. He just went from the crowd into the marching cobras and now is just flossing. That's not how it works.
Is he at least doing it well?
Oh, God, no.
It's not.
No, no.
Is he not flossing?
Yes, he is flossing.
Okay.
He's just kind of like moving, he's flapping his arm.
Oh, it's very drunken flossing.
I thought you meant floss. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, I apologize.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot that you weren't here with me seeing it.
Right.
My bad.
That's okay, because it is in your head, and we are describing the 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade, which in real life has been canceled, so now we're just making it up for you. Hopefully, you're having a drink or two and doing this with us, and we're going to continue until we get to the end of this parade, guys. Which I think we're about halfway through at this moment. Chris, what are you seeing over there?
Yeah, Stacey, I do want to say I appreciate them doing the dental hygiene, but I understand that the flossing is a dance move. Let's see. There's a white windowless van coming up. There's a man with some weird glasses on, dressed as a leprechaun, giving out free candy to the children.
I got tired. I'm sorry.
Is this a part of the parade?
Yes, I'm driving. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh.
This microphone goes everywhere.
Over by me, I have a shirtless man. He's doing the Conor McGregor lookalike. He's got the fake tattoos across his chest, carrying around an Irish flag, drinking straight whiskey out of the bottle, and choking people out until they submit.
Wow.
He is very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. If you see the man who looks like Conor McGregor, please stay at least 6 feet back, but probably more. A safe distance.
Also, if you see a man that looks like Travis Kelce, that's actually Dustin. Travis Kelce is not here right now. He's trying to avoid the coronavirus. All right, what I am seeing over here, I have got everyone from Missouri and Kansas who have ever graduated from Notre Dame. So it's just a banner blowing in the wind. Stacey, what do you see over there with this 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade in our heads?
Hey, guys, remember when I asked you about drinking games?
Yep.
Okay, well, now we're going to participate.
Oh, good.
I have been playing a game myself where every time I take a shot of whiskey every time I see the Patrick Mahomes St. Patrick shirt. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yep.
And now I'm dead.
Oh, no. Somebody try to revive Stacey. I would, but the nipple ladies just got to me, so I'm sorry, Stace. Christopher, what do you see over there on your side of the parade?
Coming up next on the parade, we have the Diamonds Direct float. They offer the best diamonds that money has to offer, 119th in a row. There does seem to be an empty seat on the float, though. Jordan, were you supposed to be on that float?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I'm passing out candy as the molester person in the van right now.
Okay.
I have ADD. Sorry, I'll get back on it. Thanks. Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was originally standing, there was quite a bit of throw up from the green beer. Oh. So I've decided to move to a new vantage point. I'll let you guys know. Still haven't seen the topless women, Stacey. But hopefully this new
here.
Location.
I'm following them in the van.
Oh, Jordan, what are you seeing from your point now?
All right.
Besides topless women.
Yeah, well, I guess I had to get out and do my job. Laszlo would be pissed. So now I'm looking at the Lucky Charms float. What is they are a sponsor as well. And it looks like overnight someone ate all the marshmallow parts off of it. So it's just the cereal part of the Lucky Charms for the Yikes. Lucky Charms. I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm done eating now. And Stacey Moody, what's up over there?
All right. Well, yeah, there's a lot of throw up happening now over where I'm at. Currently, there are 5 leprechauns, people dressed as leprechauns, throwing up in unison while dudes in Boulevard drinking team shirts are holding their hair.
Oh. That is right. This parade has been going on for about 8 minutes, and that's as long as it takes. What are you seeing over there,
Next
Chris?
Next up, we do have, it looks like the Sporting KC players. They've got an MC on there that's just screeching loudly and yelling. I can't quite understand what's going on, but they're going by.
Well, Stacey, I have joined you in death. Dustin?
Guys, from my new vantage point, I just want to make something clear. I don't know if I am safe where I am at. We have a man throwing what appears to be fake snakes into the crowd. Oh, wait, I'm being told they're real snakes, and he is not part of the parade. He is not part of the parade. I'm going to go ahead and move to another vantage point, because it is not safe here, and it was not safe there.
Is it Chris?
It's not me!
Okay. All right. Over here on my side of the parade for the 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade, that was canceled, but we're describing something in our heads for you right now. I have got Justin's family. Yes, oh. Justin's family. Yep, they're flying by helicopter because they are rich. Just a helicopter floating above the parade so that they can be... Oh, their license plate says social distancing. Oh. Yes, that's a big...
We are helicopter. Participating. Our helicopter is large enough to where every person on board can still stay within stay 6 feet apart from
that
each other.
That is because Dustin and his family are rich and they can afford something like that. Stacey, we are winding down to the last thing that we're seeing at the parade here, 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade, in our heads. What is it that you're seeing?
Okay, so I got a couple things I want to mention here as this draws to an end. I just saw a weed shop float go by with a banner that reads, "Kiss me, I'm Irish." And now I'm also seeing, which I'm a little disturbed, there's a drunk guy yelling at 3 redheaded children asking where their pot of gold is.
Oh, where is it?
Where is it? Mm.
That's not right. That's not right to do here. This is Kansas City still. I know that we're all under quarantine and kind of going crazy, but you cannot be racist. Where is the pot of gold?
I don't know. They haven't answered him yet.
All right, you go find him.
I'm going to beat him up for their pot of gold.
Okay, you go find him. Because you're done with your parade stuff. All right, Chris, what are you seeing at the very end of this parade?
Coming up, it looks like a float for the buzz?
No.
Laszlo's on it, and he's just smoking a cigarette. He's not waving. He's got no green. He's scrolling on his phone.
We're really representing the parade well this year. Good job,
Pete. That is exactly what he's doing.
Exactly what I'm picturing right now.
Is Spoon Man playing?
On repeat.
Yes.
And Zombie at the same time.
Winding down to the last thing I'm seeing. Actually, you know what? We're going to end on a high note here down at my end. A group of children dressed like leprechauns. The large pot of gold between them. It's very cute. Wait. I believe one of the children has a beer. Something is telling me that these are not children, and we finally have hit the point where we have a little person float, and they are dressed as leprechauns, ladies and gentlemen.
Wondering where they've been this whole entire time, just a little bit late. Wow. There's nothing wrong with that, because it is the 2020 Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade. That was canceled in real life, so we're doing it in our head. And the very last thing that I'm seeing, it looks like these people showed up really, really late. Really late, because they do not look prepared at all. They're basically just a group of 4 men with these buckets, and they're throwing live bats. And I can't quite make out the sign. Hold on a second. I've got bad vision. They're coming closer. Dustin, can you see this with me?
I can see it.
The Hunan,
Hunan Seafood Market.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Chris and I are going to battle.
Yeah, we are. We're going to fight to the death?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
Until ready. One of us stops breathing.
Done.
It's going to be the way that this ends. Mm. Nobody. Somebody is going. Nope.
Are you okay?
I've been drinking.
Difficult this morning?
Yes, words are very difficult, especially with Guinness in my system now. But someone's going home. No one's going home to a cat.
My God.
Just trying to figure it out.
So in other
news. I'm just
trying
to say that someone's cat is not going to.
God, Jordan.
Not going to what?
Have someone to come home to because we're fighting to the death. Can we drink every morning?
Oh, this is
so much fun.
This is how you want our show to be from now on? I'm down. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, you know, the best part is I've got a secret surprise for Stacey Moody that's coming up once we talk about this thing. But that's what you get for talking back to teacher.
Oh, my God.
She's drunk.
What is actually
happening?
It's going
to be where Chris and I have to take over again.
No,
Stacey,
I'm not going to pass out.
Let's let Stacey run the boards.
You want a fine from the FCC?
Do you want this room to explode? Is that what you want?
All right, you guys want me to just give away stuff so that way the people keep listening?
Wait, tell the Buzz family the best news that's ever happened.
Oh, Tom Brady. We know that good old
he's
Tom
dead.
Brady.
He's no, not Tom dead. Brady died?
He's, no, he's not dead. Sorry.
He's not dead. But he's not going back to the Patriots.
Yes!
He announced on Twitter that he will not be returning to the Patriots next season.
Good.
Hopefully he goes home to his bed and just stays there.
I mean, he should just retire at this point. I mean, where are you going to go? Miami? What are we going
to
do here?
He needs to go to Las Vegas.
Can he play
for
the Browns?
They don't have a football team.
They do now. It's the Raiders. They just signed Marcus Mariota. That's not going to happen. But anyway, in sports news. Oh, look at that. Stace, do you want me to read this off?
No. This is her punishment.
Throw it over. All right, Stacey, let me throw it back to you.
Gear up for game day at Academy Sports, your one-stop headquarters for all things sports this season. They have the gear you need in top brands like Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas.
Shut up. You do not pronounce that Adidas. That's Adidas. Oh, my God. You know what, Buzz family?
Who is it?
Here's the thing, Buzz family. You're going crazy. We're going crazy here with each other. Sorry, this is the best talent you're getting in the morning right now. Keep reading.
Okay. Academy Sports Plus Outdoors has four locations across the metro now offering in-store pickup for online purchases, making it even easier.
Hey, Stacey.
Shut up!
No. I want her to keep going.
Well, I would have left that part out because they're probably going to have to order it online. In-store pickup's probably not an option right now.
Oh, yeah.
Visit academy.com for your shortstop to new baseball and softball gear for the season. Academy Sports Plus Outdoors is excited to serve the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer for the thing
I can't
that
read
just
either.
Got canceled. All right. The most important part of this. Don't make me come over there.
This is your talent, Kansas City, and I am there a part of it too. I can't even complete a sentence right now.
We, as a team, have teamed up. Oh, look at that. With Academy Sports Plus Outdoors.
It's Academy Sports and Outdoors.
I know that.
Plus.
To get you stocked up with whatever you need this basketball, baseball, soccer, and softball season. Listen to hashtag JSAF all this week, 316 through 320. One winner per day. For another chance to win, register on the contests page, 965thebuzz.com. Guess what you can win?
No one knows. After all that, no one knows, Stace.
Your $50 gift card to Academy Sports Plus Outdoors.
Awesome. What color do you... After all of that, what color do you want to give
it
to?
Oh, we're going to call...
No, they're going to call us.
Stacey's had four sips of beer, and she hasn't had beer in 6 months.
Something like that.
Sorry, it's St. Patrick's Day, Buzz family, and everything is crazy, and we're just this way now.
Let's do color number 17.
Oh, good.
Minus
no.
16. The first caller. First caller.
Just call us, and if we answer, we'll give you a ticket.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Today on Quarantined with Jordan Silver and Friends 96.5 The Buzz, we still have a couple more things going on. Stacey is practicing her music ability.
I don't know that you can classify what I'm doing over here as music, but That's thank you. That's generous.
She's got a cigar box, and she is going to play for you the intro to Drunken Lullabies before Jeremy takes over at 9 o'clock. Between then and now, though, Chris and I are about to have a duel. A duel.
A duel?
A duel.
A duel.
Originally, when I was setting this up, I thought, you know, I'm going to give them 10 statements, Stacey. I thought, you know, 10, they can do 10, right?
Yeah.
The more this show has progressed, we have knocked it down to 4. What? I'm hoping we can make it through 4 sentences where they're going to use Irish accents. I've pulled audio of an actual person saying it the way it's supposed to be said, and then we'll see if you two come anywhere close to that. And then if you guys can guess what it actually means, I'll give you an extra bonus point.
Ooh, I'm better at that than the Irish accent.
I like my bonus points.
I like to beat you.
That's a... I don't know what you're doing, but it's not Irish, dude.
Oh, you just want to sleep with Chris.
Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
What you don't understand, Buzz fam, is we are quarantined here. Not really. We can leave, thank God. And it is about 600,000 degrees in here.
It's so hot.
Entercom, I think, knows that coronavirus survives in the cold, so they're just like, whoop. So Stacey and I have taken off our shirts.
Or they've just realized that no one is here except for us, so they really don't care how it feels inside.
Oh. That's true. But what we are doing right now is a... look at this beautiful segue. we're doing an Irish accent off, and it is St. Patrick's Day. Did you guys know that?
I had no idea.
Not an inclination.
Why is this thing recording? What buttons am I hitting? We've been drinking. And by we, I mean me.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I've heard you do your Irish accent before.
Yes.
And it's good.
A little bit.
And?
I learned it at school.
Did you know?
Yeah. My wee little lad went to Ireland and we...
I thought you had a lass. Lass.
No.
My God.
Anyway, so we're doing an Irish accent off because guess what? It's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's quarantined and maybe you'll be doing this at home because there's nothing left to do. Dustin, the only person in here with any Irish in him, is going to be conducting this Irish accent off. And do you want to explain it?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys some phrases. I've written them out and you guys can look and see what it is. You're going to try and say it. And then I have someone who's actually Irish saying it. And we'll see which one of you is closer. Now, you can get a bonus point if you guess what exactly that statement or slang term means. They're pretty simple because at this point, I don't know. I'm just trying to get us
to the end of the day. I've missed you so much.
So you guys ready for your first one?
Yes. And let the lady go first.
All right. Chris, there is your sentence.
sure. Look at...
What?
Sure, look it. Nope, that was awful.
Okay, so what it says is, if you say it in an American accent, sure, look it. So here is someone with an Irish accent.
Sure, look it. Chris wins that one.
Chris won that one?
Yeah.
Do you want to try and go for the bonus point?
What is, look at something.
No,
how is our sure look it not mean look at something?
You're about to find out.
Look it. The way someone's dressed.
When things are going good or bad, sure look it can be the answer. You don't have to comment. You just say it just to say it.
What?
It's kind of like, you know, look at the weather. Isn't it bad? Sure look it. Like you're just, same. Or they've said that when you're not paying attention to the conversation, you can just... add that as filler.
Sure, look it.
Got it. You guys ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Oh, man. This is...
Can it be a sentence instead of just a bunch of sounds?
Why was this not written already?
Go away out of that.
One more time?
Go away out of that.
All right, well, how does it sound the right way?
She's got to give it a shot.
Go. It says go away out of that?
Yep.
Go away out of that.
Go on over that.
Go on over that.
Was that a cough?
Chris
go
wins.
Go on over that.
Go on over that.
Chris wins 2. I just wrote a big number 2 on my paper. Oh, you need this back.
There's only so one piece of paper.
So either of you want to guess what exactly that meant?
Nope.
Go look at that. So we're looking at something?
You want to guess, Jordan?
No.
All right, Chris gets 2 points.
What?
Yeah.
I got the bonus points.
You can I suck studied my in bonus school. Points.
All right, that third one, Chris. Go ahead and do that one. Here, hold on. Let me. There you go. Try that one.
You were only acting the maggot.
What?
It's in American, you're only acting the maggot.
You were only acting the maggot.
Man, I was hoping you were saying stuff like, I don't know, let's go try out for Downton Abbey or something. Sure. There's an awful...
Nope, the one right above that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You're only acting the maggot.
You're only acting the maggot.
The maggot.
You know, honestly, I might give that one to Jordan.
Jordan, I think that Jordan might get that point.
She what? Was, she's... I'm drunk.
You're only acting the maggot.
You're only acting the maggot.
Any guess?
It has the word maggot in it. I don't like it.
Acting like a child.
I'm going to give it to Chris. When you're being silly or up to no good. So
you're acting like a maggot. Hey, now I got it.
The last one. There's an awful dose going around.
There's an awful dose going around.
All right, now I just have to get my Seamus' wife in Back to the Future 3. There's an awful dose going around. There's an awful dose. Mm-hmm. There's an awful... Awful.
Yes.
There's an awful dose going around, don't you know?
Eh?
Eh.
There's an awful dose going around.
Stacey, what do you think?
Don't ask her.
I have one more sentence that I want you guys that I want to try out on you guys. Chris, will you read this first?
The show has gone off to rails right to Dublin.
This will be my last show.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
If you are stuck quarantined somewhere or just don't want to talk to anybody and would like for there to be an hour of your life today that is taken away and you don't have to think, you just have to listen to a bunch of idiots have some conversations, our podcast will be up by 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Yep, 9:30 a.m.
It's a rough one today, but hey.
We've been drinking.
St. Patrick's Day, so.
That's right. It sucks. Like, no one can go out and celebrate. This is weird. So we decided to celebrate for you. How selfless of us. We've been drinking since 6:30. I've been drinking since 6:30. No one else has. And we described the parade for you. That'll be on the podcast. We did an Irish accent off, Chris and I. And now, can you hear that sound?
What?
How many have you had this morning?
He's God, Irish.
Jordan. Six pack is gone, so.
God, Jordan.
Six minus two is four.
Drinking problem.
What? Wow, that's for Jordan. You.
Jordan over here.
You have a show to do,
like
Jordan.
No, the show's almost done. There's only one thing left for this show, for this St. Patrick's Day.
Some may say show. Saving the best for last.
No one says that.
No one has said that about this.
No, not only you have said that. When you decided that you had mastered the cigar box guitar and you put it down because you didn't want to practice anymore.
My fingers hurt.
So, BuzzFam, thanks to the coronavirus, we can't have any guests. We can't have any performances in the studio. Can't have any of that. So,
I'm here to save the day.
Yes. This is going to be the only like live performance in the studio until tomorrow, which we're actually going to do a performance for you, BuzzFamily. It's a secret performance. Don't worry. I got it.
Great.
I got it.
Nothing I love more than hearing that.
Musical performance. So, Stacey, we've given you about 3 hours and 30 years to learn how to play the cigar box guitar. And wanted you just to do this little easy part, the opening part of Drunken Lullabies by Flogging Molly.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to hear it because I can't remember it. Because I'm not...
I can do this for you. Hold on.
We'll see. It goes a little good, something like this.
Okay. You guys ready for this?
It goes like that. You got that?
I'm not plugged into it anymore. All right, ready?
What?
You guys ready to hear this?
Yeah. All right. This is Stacey Moody playing the cigar box. She just wants to play the opening part of Drunken Lullabies by Flogging Molly, and then we can all go home.
Okay. And go.
So that was supposed to sound like this. Chase, you want to give that one more shot? You here. I'll play it with the music, and we'll see. Right. Ready?
Three, two, one, go.
Downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.